Runners run for health. Some also do it to raise money for charity. Matt Tullis runs for these reasons and, he says, because it allows him to connect with ghosts. He recently wrote an SB Nation article titled "The Ghosts I Run With" about his motivation for running, the people he met while being treated in a children's cancer ward. Matt Tullis, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your childhood illness and about the people you met while you were being treated for it.
When I was 15 years old, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia and ended up being treated at Akron Children's Hospital. I was pretty late diagnosis, so it was pretty touch and go for a while. Spent about 70 days being treated for the leukemia, but also some other things that came up because of the leukemia. So I got to know a lot of these people really, really well. And then ultimately, you know, a lot of these kids who had the same disease that I did didn't survive. When I was diagnosed, the survival rate was right around 50%. It's close to 90% now because of advances in the medications. So, you know, a lot of kids didn't make it.
And those are some of the ghosts with whom you run. Tell me some of their stories.
Well, the first one that I start out in the story is actually a nurse that I had. The nurse's name was Janet. I went into the hospital weighing about 130 pounds, and at one point I had dipped down to about 92 pounds while I was in the hospital. And a lot of times I couldn't eat because of the medicine, but the one thing I could eat would be a sausage biscuit from McDonald's. And so she would bring one in almost every morning. And after I was out of the hospital, you know, I had heard through the grapevine that she had cancer as well and then passed away. And so I've thought about her a lot for a long time, but I could never think of her last name. And then one day I was on a run and it just kind of came to me, and I don't know where it came from, but it just did. The funny thing, the story ran on Wednesday of this week, and so I've already been in touch with Janet's daughter. We've been chatting on Facebook. She's been sending me some stuff that her mom wrote when she was sick, and this person that I've been thinking about for so long, we were that close all along and didn't even realize it.
It's interesting. I've heard running described as beneficial in all sorts of ways, but never before as a memory aid.
You know, it's funny because I was always the type of person who made fun of runners. I was like, why would you ever want to do that? What a horrible thing to make yourself do. And then I decided, you know, it was time to get into shape. So I went running and I had music. But then one day I just decided to go out without music. And it was amazing the way I was able to really focus on whatever it was that I wanted to think about. And invariably what I think about is the time when I was sick.
You have now reached the point where you run marathons. But it may encourage folks who are thinking about starting running to learn how lousy you were at it when you first began.
Oh, it was pretty bad. The first time I went out, I decided, okay, I'm going to run to the interstate, which is about a mile and a quarter from my house. And it's all downhill, too, so there's no reason not to make it. And I got about like three quarters of a mile, and I was so dead. And I was like, I just quit. And I turned around and walked home. But I kept going out. I don't know why I kept going out. And my wife, Alyssa, she saw an ad for Team in Training with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. She said, I think you could probably do something like this. And I was like, you know what? I probably could. And so I did a half marathon. And then I was like, well, I've done a half. And it wasn't a horrible experience, but it was really hard. But then I was like, you know what? I've done a half. Why not do a full marathon? Just felt like something I had to do.
You not only run to keep those you've lost alive, but as you put it, you write about them so that they may, quote, live forever in words, a place that cancer can't touch. You even quote Tim O'Brien, who wrote, stories can save us. Mm-hmm. As you've put that into practice, do you feel it's working?
Yeah, I mean, since the story went live, I've had so many people who've read the story. And, you know, in many ways, they all know about those people, you know, like Melissa, who I mentioned, and Janet, and my doctor, Dr. Alex Kufis. And once you've read about them, they'll stay with other people who might not have known them. And mm-hmm. It's kind of a way for them to kind of be out there and for more people to know about them than maybe ever even knew of them in life.
You also mentioned running as one part of your strategy to stay healthy as long as you can for your children. Is the concern with staying healthy a direct result of your own childhood experience with cancer?
Yeah, one of the things with long-term childhood cancer survivors is that the chemotherapy and the radiation, that is really bad stuff. It takes really bad stuff to kill cancer. Some of the drugs can cause other cancers and can really damage your heart, and other drugs can hurt your bone density and your lungs and all kinds of stuff like that. And once I had kids, I started taking it a little bit more seriously, and I started thinking, you know what? It's not enough that I've had this time. I'm a little bit greedy. I want more time. You know, I want to see my kids turn into adults, and I want to have grandkids, and I want to be around as long as I can.
So how is your health these days?
It's good. It's like I say in the piece, you know, I could slip on my shoes right now and go out for an 8-mile run without even thinking about it. If you had asked me that 3 years ago, I would have laughed at you and said, you're insane.
Matt Tullis is a professor at Ashland University in Ohio, and you can find a link to his article for SB Nation long form, The Ghosts I Run With, at onlyagame.org. Matt, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.